Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today we are joined by Kendall Cruzen, who's the manager of the Bringing Birds Home program of the Tucson Audubon Society. Welcome, Kendall.
Thank you very much.
What is the Bringing Birds Home program?
The Bringing Birds Home program is our outreach to people with yards and neighborhoods and local parks, essentially our outreach to the urban area. Historically, we've had a lot of programs, field trips, habitat restoration work that take a small number of people out into the country. We want to bring our expertise in environmental education, in habitat restoration, in bird biology and bird identification into the urban area, reach a lot of people by having field trips, bird walks in the urban area, by teaching people how to welcome birds into their own yards and enjoy them, identify them, and how to make a interesting, biodiverse, bird-rich backyard.
How do you teach people to recognize birds? Is there something online that they can look at?
Well, we have a nature shop at 300 East University Boulevard, where we have a lot of materials for sale, like bird field guides and binoculars and bird checklists and our book that we publish, Finding Birds in Southeast Arizona, that tell you a lot of places you can go, what birds you'll see there. But probably our primary method of teaching people about birds and how to identify birds is our field trips. We have more than one field trip every week to places right around Tucson and all over Southeast Arizona with an expert guide helping people see birds and identify birds.
Do you go to Saguaro Park, Sabino Park?
There are weekly trips currently at Sabino Canyon. There's a weekly bird walk at Sweetwater Wetlands. There's two bird walks a month at our nature center on the northwest side, the Tucson Audubon's Mason Center. And there are other trips that go to places like Madera Canyon or Catalina State Park or the San Pedro River or the Huachuca Mountains, all over the place to the best birding spots.
You have a big event coming up on the 13th?
Yes, February 13th, which is a Saturday. We're having an event that we call Tucson Meet Your Birds. It's an attempt to reach out to the general public and get people who may have seen birds in their backyard, have an interest in birds but never really took action before, to invite them to come out to the wetlands and see some birds with expert guides. Sweetwater Wetlands is a huge resource. It's a shady, beautiful wetland area that maybe a lot of Tucsonans have heard of, but a lot of them have never been there. Everybody should visit Sweetwater Wetlands at some point and get to know it a little bit. And this is an opportunity to not only visit it, but to walk around the wetlands with a lot of Tucson Audubon bird experts stationed around the wetlands with binoculars and scopes ready to show you as many birds as you have time to look at.
This is an all-day event?
It's from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 13th. And as well as having experts out there to show you birds, there will be lots of information tables, both from Tucson Audubon and Tucson Water, there at the entrance to the wetlands. And there will be food trucks from 7 a.m. There'll be a couple of coffee and breakfast trucks. And from 10:30 a.m., some lunch-oriented trucks there at the entrance to Sweetwater Wetlands as well.
And this is just walk-in?
It's free. You can just walk in, just show up. There's a couple of parking lots associated with Sweetwater Wetlands and additional parking along Sweetwater Drive adjacent to the wetlands. Just come on over anytime between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. Park and walk into the wetlands and we will greet you there.
Where can we find out more about the program and about the other activities of Audubon?
You can go to www.tucsonaudubon.org and there'll be a link there to Tucson Meet Your Birds. And you can go to that page and learn all about it. It's a great opportunity if you're a person who has seen birds, thought you might be interested in birds, or you've never been to Sweetwater Wetlands before, or maybe you want to learn a little bit more about what Tucson Audubon does, or learn a little bit more about why those wetlands are there and why Tucson Water built them, or learn a little bit more about water conservation. All those things will be going on there that day, and also some beautiful close-up looks at birds.
In what way should people prepare for this? Do they have to have backpacks, water, walking shoes?
There will be water available there. It's probably just walking shoes is a good idea. Dress appropriately for the weather. Bring your family. We'll have activities for families and kids there as well. If you have binoculars, please do bring those. We have a limited number of binoculars that we can also loan you, as well as those experts out there with spotting scopes to show you close-up looks at birds through their scopes.
Thank you very much, Kendall.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me today.